right now, if I tell you what the number was between Chris Brown and Drake of bodies, and whatever the amount it is, I'll give you cash right now. Would you do it? Not retire, but quit your job.
I mean, shit, we talking like, I mean, I don't think these niggas fucked in the 100,000, but.
Let's not forget that Chris Brown has been rich and famous since 16.
I just think about it as, think about every single time you might have felt horny. Just even a little horny, just be like, now imagine just having a fine ass bitch that's ready to fuck you at that moment. Like,
this is true.
Because listen, I watched the Big Boy's Neighborhood when Blueface first blew up, and they were like, oh, what's your body count? What do you think in the last 6 months? 20, 30? He was like, what? Motherfucker, 1,000. I was like, and you know he not lying too.
It's interesting to fuck that many bitches, so I can't even say.
I don't think I want to fuck that many bitches. It's
very true also. Like, that's at some point you kind of just get like desensitized to that shit.
Which is probably why then he's like, I need 3 bitches now. 1 bitch is not enough.
But that's the thing though. Like, there's some niggas that'll never experience that shit. To where, like, every sexual desire that you ever could imagine or experiment or do whatever, niggas doing it.
Hey, some fuck people haven't fucked 1 mural, unfortunately.
It is crazy too.
The nigga wanna fucking practice pissing on somebody, so be it. Who gonna say? You sign that little, whatever? The
NDA?
Yeah.
They can't say shit.
That's also true. You get sued, this motherfucker.
Yo, shit, we live too. That's funny as fuck.
Whatever you fancy, bro.
Facts. Let's the rap wars continue, fellas. But let's
go. It's actually been, as of late, it's been spreading out of the big three.
Let's go back in time first.
Okay.
Surf, because you weren't here for the 7-minute drill. We're gonna need a pep.
I cooked that nigga J. Cole like I cooked my edges.
TJ, he definitely he went chef on that shit for sure. Oh. But how did you feel about the 7-minute drill and the apology by J. Cole?
First and foremost, I want to just say this to everybody that's listening, that I've watched all of these artists grow in my lifetime, and they all have great bodies of work. Respect goats all in their own rights, but if we're talking rap beef and like that number one spot, like how they're trying to, like, you know what I mean? Cole shit was trying to trash, in my opinion. And that's not saying that I don't like him. It's just me personally, I thought it was kind of whack for what he could do. And the apology, for the apology, bro, honestly, I don't mind it.
That's real.
Personally, because Cole is at the point where he entertained it. But at the same time, I feel like he knows where it could go. Because you got to figure that the fan bases that we're dealing with is probably the biggest fan bases in the world today.
So some of the biggest fan bases.
Yeah, besides the Swifties.
Yeah, I mean.
But very, very huge.
Taylor Swift just did 2.3 million in 1 week.
Like dollars?
Or like sales.
Oh, for her album?
Her new album.
Get the fuck out of here. That thing just came out.
2.3 on the head top in 1 week.
That's crazy. That's double platinum.
That's pop money.
As a rap money, rappers ain't doing that shit. I think Lil Wayne was last spending $1 million in fucking a week.
But I didn't really mind it because he was just like, when he did that, he was just like, it was on some more. So like, the nigga know where he stand in this whole shit. Everything is opinion based anyway. So he's like, why am I going to... Because he sees the bigger picture. Because you don't think when this kind of shit goes on... For example, you could be for somebody... You could be at a bar, you could be at a club, or whatever the fuck it is. And somebody gets in... You get into a random fucking debate or argument on or who I'm rocking with. I'm rocking with Cole. No, I'm like, fuck that nigga. Potentially somebody could lose their life over this shit. Over a fucking opinionated argument on who the fucking GOAT is and who got fucked up in the battle and this and that.
Can so J. Cole say he's the GOAT?
You can say whatever the fuck you want, realistically.
Truthfully, of course.
It's an opinion-based... I've been saying this for years now. This rap game, hip-hop game, is an opinion-based sport.
It's like wine.
All subjective,
of course.
I think I would agree, but it's... I'm agreeing in a sense of... It is opinionated. But J. Cole will always be number three now. When it comes to the big three, he is always number three.
Hey.
And it's not even about skill. It's just the fact that I guess he just always talks so much shit.
That's
he
was very talking true. Way too greasy
talking so
for the last
that,
year.
I will agree. I will agree on that. I
he
will.
Was talking way too greasy as being the best rapper alive the and last when, year or two to.
And when to, potentially your only real competition of relevant niggas, I'm not talking about rappers of all time, but just relevant niggas now. No, one of them just he just said, "The fuck you say, nigga?" He walked in there like, "What the fuck you said?" And he was like, "Hey, yo, I was just playing, bro. I, you know."
That nigga, that boy K-Dot came with some heat.
The nigga's K-Dot, now he got an auto kill shot on J. Cole.
He's just literally, J. Cole can never say shit.
Auto kill shot. Any track that he drops next, any auto kill shot on J. Cole, automatic headshot, just like.
Said, Mike?
Nigga, I'm like that. And that's it. That's all I got.
I mean, the nigga is from a very, very reputable place, so.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just in the bars wise,
just
fuck it. It's just, bro. It's just one of those things. It's deeper than what a lot of people think it is, bro.
I agree where the fan bases are crazy and shit could go down, but if I feel like if J. Cole literally just released that and didn't apologize, I'd be fine. I'd be like, you know what? I may not have liked it a whole lot.
There's nothing wrong with losing.
But that's okay. You still can be solidified. But bowing out. When you try to get in, and then he was like, "Nah, I was just playing. I can't."
Nothing wrong with losing. You can lose.
It's funny because I see all these people on social media that don't like some that do make music. A lot of them that don't even make music, and they had so much shit to say about that apology. And I was just like, "What the fuck do you know about music?" Because like that same person was like, "Stop fucking playing with Cole." And then next thing you know, oh, hell no, this and that. I'm just like, nigga, you could have just kept your mouth shut. Because I have so much shit to say on it, but I'll only speak amongst, like, I won't go and make a post and all this extra shit. Either. You know what I mean? Never.
I see both sides, but, like, I can totally feel it's Cole's, like, I don't want to diss my mans, even though he, like, Kenny didn't, like, diss him, like, disrespectful, or you have to like fucking.
He just said, "Look, you cannot say you're the best of the big three. In fact, fuck this big three idea. It's a big I am the best rapper."
But at the same time, you can't just. Unfortunately, you can't just.
Maybe he got a. Maybe what it is that maybe what it is that he got a. Somebody slid him the Black Friday joint that he did, and he kind of was like, "Oh,
I forgot about that.
I don't want him to be Black Friday on me again.
No Black Fridays here.
Because then again, Kendrick might go and find, oh, what is one of your best songs? I'm going to diss you on your best song. That, to me, on this battle rap shit, that's a kill shot.
That's always a good.
You're going to take somebody's, one of their hit records of their song and cook you on it. And we've seen Kendrick do it before, so I'm like, do you really want him to get to that shiesty again?
It is funny, too, because Cole said it. He was like, this nigga released a hard verse like once every 30 months. But he's extremely relevant, and that's all he's done. Is really like, nigga, I ain't gotta be out here every day.
I know, yeah, but
what I gotta be here every day for? Cole killed every feature he on, but for some reason, this nigga just ironically didn't get that big.
Ironically, they say that's another thing about Cole. They say that his features are better than his actual songs.
That's truthfully, they might be on something.
In the music world, everything counts. Yeah. So everything counts.
Everything does matter.
Everything.
I feel like you get.
To be fair, I've never heard one trash Cole feature. Yeah. To be fair.
Yeah, no, Cole can rap, but he also bowed out, unfortunately.
Yeah, I just. It's like every line up these rappers and I.
You'd rather take the loss than.
I'd rather see Kendrick and Drake go toe to toe, just them mano a mano versus it being a. Because Cole already fucked up the big three beef because he already fucking teamed up with Drake to go against K-Dot. So it was already like, how are we going to do this now?
Well, for first person shooter, supposedly K-Dot was supposed to be on it, but he never sent the verse in or responded back.
He said, fuck y'all niggas.
So they just went. Yo,
respect to my dude, bro. I love him even more so because that nigga 5'5".
But like, we'll go a little more forward in time now.
Okay.
Push-ups drops. How are we feeling? It's now Drake versus K-Dot. At least five. Well, no, it's
first the 28 other niggas. It's
Drake versus K-Dot, Future, Metro Boomin, The Weeknd, Rick Ross, ASAP Rocky.
Yo, Rick Ross, shout out to Rick Ross, bro. That nigga came in hard as fuck.
Rick Ross, I don't think Drake will ever truly address you, and I think they'll probably just make music again very shortly soon again enough. But they just having a British nigga beef. But shout out to Ross for immediately responding.
That nigga came to the studio so fast, bro. That song sounded like ass. It was just not finished. But he did that shit so fast, I was fucking with it.
The best trolls you can do, he called the nigga a white boy.
That shit's fucking funny as fuck.
I fuck with Rosé.
Narratives are huge in rap. I fuck with Rosé. To call a nigga a white boy is hilarious.
He is of half white descent.
So it's hilarious.
To tell Drake you got more money than that nigga, which I believe, because Rick Ross has been around for a long time.
He's definitely a powerhouse.
He got hella investments.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna lie to you. CEO had a label. How much money did he make off of Meek when he had the peak? Maybach Music. He owns fucking like a couple thousand Wingstop franchises. The nigga got money.
You know niggas, especially like Ross, because he probably run with some grimy niggas every once in a while. And they sitting there like, hey, yo, Rosé, bro, you got to get some of this Bitcoin, bro. And Rick Ross probably had $1 million just doing that shit because he's just fucking Rick Ross.
That nigga's estate is huge as
I don't know. Ross's bank, UMG or Universal Music Group gave Drake $500 million.
Yeah, but...
His most recent deal.
Yes. But when you think about it, I don't know. I feel
niggas both got money. Period.
They're having a rich off. Quite honestly,
rich off. Their beef is literally a rich off. They don't. Their beef is not like the same beef as everybody else's.
Hey, why, boy? You can't buy your boy a mansion. He said, if you have Rosé money, I'll buy that shit tomorrow. But that ain't my nigga though. I was dying, bro. I was like,
It's low-key sad when I seen the Ross shit get involved because they made great music in the early Young Money days.
Did. They really did.
They'll
make more music. They make too much money making music together.
For all we know, to a certain extent, the beef is real, but to a certain extent, how much do we know that this is not a publicity stunt?
It's more just, between them two, I think it's more just trolling versus actual.
He said, yo, Jet, like, old as fuck, bro.
Because what if it, no, but like, think about it. Have you niggas ever thought, like, all of this shit could be a potential publicity stunt?
I don't think it's a
too many people at work. Stunt. Too many people at work.
Yeah, I think that people are trying to be a part of the publicity now, but I don't think it was a publicity stunt to start. I really think that Kendrick was just like, I don't think his feelings were hurt. He was probably just like, look, y'all niggas ain't better than me. And that's very okay to say in the rap game, because during our era of hip hop, remember when Lil Wayne came out, I'm the greatest rapper alive, and then Jay-Z was like, fuck that nigga, I'm just greater than nigga. Ain't nobody better than me, nigga.
As a rapper, you should
feel... That nigga Wayne is way better than Jay.
It all depends on what
it's an opinion-based word, but at the end of the day,
I was never a huge Jay-Z fan, but I'll never say that nigga can't rap, because that nigga
he not better than Wayne, though.
I would say, if we're talking about...
We also don't like New York. I don't really like
If we're talking about literal rapping, I would say Wayne is better, but I would say overall, I'd probably lean towards Hov, personally.
Myself. There you go. And that's how works.
That's how it works, bro. Because I'm not going to argue, but at the same time, I'm going to say what I'm going to say. You're going to say what you're going to say.
We'll be here all night. Because
really, it's not a wrong answer.
There's no wrong answer as long as you realize where hip-hop came personal from, preference. Who the best ones are, who the pioneers were and all that.
Because we can do all this pity-patty bullshit over accolades and this and that and sales and albums sold and all that shit. Both of their fucking accolades is up the fucking roof.
Yeah, it don't really matter.
How do you guys feel about push-ups?
When I first heard it, I thought it was kind of weak because it was the leak joint. I couldn't really understand a lot of shit he was saying. And the stuff I did hear was like, he called K-Dot a midget. He told Metro to shut his whole ass up and make some drums. And I was just like, I mean, I kind of get it. But this nigga dedicated 2 albums to This and You, and them shits are selling crazy.
I thought it was kind of weak.
I thought it was, at first I thought it was weak, but when I really kind of listened to what he was saying, I was mostly listening to stuff he said about like Kendrick. I was like, a lot of this ain't that bad. He was saying some complex, kind of dissy things.
There's a lot of double entendres.
I liked it, but I was just like, I don't think it came hard enough.
I'm a big...
I think that second... Well, we're not even there. We're not there yet. My bad.
This is not even the Pac one, right?
No, that was the second one.
We're still on push-ups.
Okay, so push-ups. Me, personally, he went in on K-Dot. But it just didn't give me no hit 'em up type of fucking.
The thing is, push-ups is shooting at everybody.
Everybody.
Future, K-Dot, Rick Ross, ASAP.
Yep. He gave him all a little line. The shit he said to The Weeknd, he was like, you do that shit you do for bitches, for niggas. I was like, he didn't sing for these niggas.
That's for The Weeknd.
I thought it was, I love Drake, I fuck with Drake, but I low-key thought it was weak because he tried to pull a Kendrick, that one time back in the day, Quality Control, when Kendrick fucking
Cooked
everybody. Control verse or whatever.
Cooked everybody.
cooked everybody.
This is where the beef started from.
Yeah, was that. But ain't nobody say shit. And ain't nobody say shit for a long time.
No, but that nigga went in on that motherfucker.
He did. He really did. He cooked that. But he even cooked that monster freestyle before that.
That was the Control verse was a friendly verse. He was just telling everybody that I see all you guys, and I'm letting you know that I'm the best rapper alive. So, but everybody kind of took it, in a bad way, so to say.
But that do 50 push-up shit was nowhere near on the level as.
It was cute. It was clever. It was catchy. Tell TDE, drop and give me 50, nigga. Drop and give me.
So there's a lot of double entendres there. The drop and getting 50 is Kendrick was doing push-ups on live and shit, because that's Kendrick. But then also, supposedly Kendrick was in a deal where 50% of his shit was going to Top Dog.
But to be honest, I don't think I've seen too much good things said about TDE to think that they would do Kendrick like that.
50% is not a bad deal though. A label, if we go to Atlantic Records tomorrow, they're gonna offer us a 20-80. Yep. So 50% truthfully is not a bad deal at all.
Yeah.
But they're a big business, so 50% for them niggas is.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
It's shitload for them.
But this nigga Drake probably had a. He says he got the greatest deals and all that, but my nigga, you.
He was in the same deals prior. For a
long ass. Yeah, like he makes like he didn't get fucked out of Birdman. Like, come on.
Everybody.
But it's young money. It's all narrative though, because now he's in the. He got the $500 million from UMG, so it's not a bad deal at all at that point.
I feel like honestly, though, I feel like that was a bad investment on his part. Like, Drake's gonna sell, but I feel
it's like, just like fuck, but. Are we rapping about? Are we rapping about? This, but it's like, overall, are we?
Because you got back catalog and forward catalog.
No, but at this point,
true. I didn't think about the back catalog.
At this point, personally though, I just feel like it's like, what are we rapping about? Because you just really, at this point, it's like you just really rapping that you got more money than everybody. Yeah. Like that's cool and all, but
his narrative, Drake's narrative, when he raps now, is very one dimensional. A lot of the time.
That's always been Drake though.
I feel like before, but when he was coming up though. Drake was killing other niggas' beats. That was the mixtape era, but I mean, still.
The rap game.
He was mentored by the GOAT, one of the GOATs.
You can only go where the rap game takes you, so to say.
Yeah, and I feel like when you like we talked about it before, like where he's a great artist, but like rapping ability, no one really has faith in Drake for his rapping ability. But he makes hits.
I would say Drake is top 10 rappers overall.
Potentially,
because everything counts. Because you can be the greatest basketball player, but if you don't make it to the NBA, then what can you really say?
He made it to the top. He's got a lot of number ones, all that.
You can be better than Jordan.
I'll always respect.
If you don't go to the league, then you're not. Can we really count you?
Fair. I always respect.
In my opinion.
That's fair.
I'll always respect Drake's pen, but. Fuck, it's like you're dealing with a monster in KDOT, though. Like, we're talking rap. We're not talking about deals. We're not talking about money. We're not talking about hits. We're talking about fucking hip-hop, rap. Because both of them, like I said, fuck the accolades if you want to compare accolades. Because they both, like I said,
have... Both got accolades. Well, Drake's about everybody when it comes to accolades.
But numbers.
You're not as much as K-Dot.
He got like three.
It all depends on what you guys count. Do we count Grammys or we count?
That's the thing. Ones? Like it's a lot of shit to do. It's a lot of work to fucking. What do you want to compare? Type shit.
K-Dot is the bar for bar better rapper in the sense like Eminem is a better rapper.
Yeah.
The only thing when it comes to the battle shit, K-Dot isn't battle tested when it comes to battle rapping because battle rapping isn't having the best verse.
Well, how much people wanted to try K-Dot?
I mean, only the other GOATs. Anybody who responded to the Control freestyle, if K-Dot had responded to them or not, they wanted the smoke regardless. It's just rap beef isn't about having the best verse, in my opinion. It's about narratives, all of the above. That's why when we go Future, the TaylorMade freestyle drops. Kendrick, we need you. The West Coast savior.
That shit was funny. Honestly, the fact that he didn't respond like right away to that, I was like,
oh, I think it was the greatest.
I feel like I'm losing now.
One of the greatest to antagonize somebody, to get somebody to be like, oh fuck, this nigga's really.
From a strategic scheme.
Chess. Excellent.
I can say that because he's like.
50 Cent out of 50 Cent's playbook entirely. Yeah.
Because it's like coming out of California from when Kendrick came up, comparison obviously to Pac. You know, as far as just the shit that he would talk about. But that same thing, like how Pac could be conscious and give you like that conscious music, but then he'd give you that gangster shit. Just well-versed type shit. So, like, out of the West Coast, it's just, like, that was a huge... I didn't really fuck with the song because I just was just, like, you know, I'm a big Pac guy. So, I'm, like... But from a strategic point, I see it 100%. From a strategic point, to piss somebody off, I see it 100%.
It may be because
it sounds... Like, to me...
It's about getting... Now, unfortunately, it's about getting the internet riled.
And it's a great strategy. I mean, I'll give it that. I will give
everybody wants carnage. Yeah. Unfortunately.
And he really set it up. I'm like, Kendrick, if you don't hear, punk this nigga.
Did Kendrick ever even respond to anything yet?
Not yet.
That's what I'm scared about.
But no, the thing is,
he cooking up something. I got a feeling though.
I think he's trying to
big business. You don't gotta respond. You don't have no time limit.
And I think that his response is going to be on his next album. The longer
we wait for K-Doc's response, the more scarier it's getting.
For sure.
You give that madman that much time to really articulate some shit that's gonna fucking go, because in his head he knows he's a fucking force to be reckoned with, but he knows what he's going against as well.
Like That was perfect. It was a fucking club banger.
But the fact that
so many quotables
riled up the whole hip hop game off of a 1 minute, less than a minute.
Probably imagine, like, you give this nigga 5 minutes on a track.
That's what I said. Drake, I don't think Drake came hard enough. And I will say, too,
you give K-Doc 5 minutes on a track.
Drake is battle tested, but I know he never released that, like, second dish he had for Pusha T. But I feel like Pusha T forced that nigga to be a dad. And that is crazy.
I think Pusha T built narratives. I think he was doing the dad thing already. And then just...
I don't know, bro.
Pusha T had no biz. Pusha T had no biz.
I would be the same way if I was Drake. I would never show my kid until it got leaked. But I can totally see what you're saying, though, sure, 100%.
Pusha T lost
that battle.
Let's be real. 100%. Pusha T had no business going to war with fucking Drake. Let's be real.
Because of that loss, I think that loss set him up for Kendrick.
Yeah. Truthfully, because now he's like, these niggas actually can, they can get me.
You got to come with the tailor-made freestyle to get the internet to go fucking crazy. Now that Tupac Estate is trying to sue Drake. Off that track.
I'm not mad. I was like, bro, you poked a really bad bear on that one, my friend. Amazing. Because while the diss track was good, I was like, bro, that...
He released on Instagram, so there's no money being made off
you
it,
just
so.
Pissed off, like, a whole nother fan base.
When is rap beef respectful, though?
It's not, but some...
You know the old...
Nas brought a noose and a fake Jay-Z to Summer Jam to hang him when they were beefing.
I understand.
But that was that era, though.
That's also true.
To be honest, back then, though, I'm rocking Nas all day, too. In that.
Ether definitely got him, for sure.
Yeah, he cooked that nigga. Yeah, that's not even a question.
There's nothing wrong with getting losses. Nothing wrong with taking losses.
Because you didn't really lose. You fought. And that's all you really got to do. Because your fans are still going to argue for you.
J. Cole, no. No.
J. Cole,
you got to fight and keep on fighting.
The more I think about it, the more it is. It's just who's going to... Like, Cole already did his thing where he's like, hey, Nick. Niggas can say I took the L, this and that. He should have
just never apologized.
He could just be like, I'm good. But then now it's just like he's always gonna have that though. Like the L. He's always gonna have that.
That's why I think the hurt is crazy.
Because right now
he's gonna retire
right
soon.
Right
the
now
next 5 years.
Right now with K-Dot and Drake, with their history, neither one of them took L's either. Nope. So it's like who's gonna take the first L of their career?
No, honestly, as long as you respond, the L doesn't matter.
Yeah.
As long as you respond,
you are a winner.
But we're dealing with some juggernauts, though. They're not going to take, like...
I think K-Dot will give him a crazy response. And I think if it's crazy enough, people won't care about Drake. They'll listen to it, but I don't think they'll care. If his is good enough, they won't care.
Drake's been the underdog in this already.
Because I counted that nigga out. I didn't think he had shit for him.
That's why I felt like everything... That's why I felt like Taylor Made Freestyle hit hard as fuck.
And I was like...
Because I was like, ooh, that's a good...
I was like, yo, this shit making my blood boil. I know Kendrick got home doing exact... And it hurt me at the end when he was like, I know you in that New York apartment writing fucking Triple Quinn Tupac.
Say some crazy shit. Yeah.
Some shit I don't even understand, dog. It's on you, bro. Let's go.
About that New York apartment is supposedly Kendrick Lamar bought an apartment a couple months ago in New York, about $8 million, because him and his chick are having problems, and he moves to New York to kind of get away.
Yeah. So and that was the whole premise of the album.
$8 million on apartment is crazy.
Kendrick is big dollars, though.
He got fucking money. He don't even give a fuck.
He probably got at least 10 or 12 from the first album.
How much you think he's sitting on right now, though?
Liquid, like in his bank account? Well, bro, I feel like at least 100.
100 M's?
Yeah. Because didn't he have a shoe with like a Nike? Like
he, has a few.
Yeah, so. And you gotta think about these niggas was coming up.
Kung Fu Kenny.
Buying albums and shit.
Yes, buying albums, but they weren't dumb. They were. I promise you, each one of these big ass rich rap niggas has at least 500 bitcoins.
Nigga, they're real. Well, if you're probably not on Instagram too much, but Drake is always betting Bitcoin with stake.
Yeah,
all the time.
Always, they have so much fucking Bitcoin, and every time I think about
and their real estate game is probably crazy.
Insane, also insane.
Monopoly style.
These like Drake is a billionaire.
Oh, yeah.
Ross is a billionaire. I don't know if Kendrick is a billionaire. I think he's probably
pretty damn close though. He's pretty damn close. I would say he's pretty damn close.
He's over 100 for sure.
Yeah,
he's pretty damn close.
And once you hit that over 100 million mark,
it's passive income all day. Just
you just sit on your ass and make money. It don't matter anymore. He literally made a whole $2 off of me fucking on Spotify today, and I'm just one person. Like, absolutely.
Yeah. Times that by the world.
Exactly.
No, yeah, facts. I mean, like, that's number one song in the country still.
It still is, bro. Still is.
That shit's a banger. I'm not gonna lie. That shit's playing the club everywhere right now.
And it's crazy. You got a diss record that bitches is bopping to.
Hey, I mean, the only one that was just, like that was that's the back chest. To back, bro.
Yeah.
That's the you see how they both did when Drake was with the beef with that, and he dropped that club banger with that diss. K-Dot took that route and was like, okay, I'm going to diss you on a club banger.
Only difference, though, is that it's a one-minute verse.
I'm curious on... Because Metro and Drake have been beefing for a while anyways. Mm-hmm. And then Future eventually joined the party. Did they have the record and they were like, Kendrick, you know, we're going at you, the boy, if you want to shoot
100%.
For sure. 100%. If you want to do a verse. Sure. Or if you want whatever.
Because they know it's war.
Kanye just dropped the verse dissing Kendrick, J. Cole, and Drake on the Like That beat.
Nobody's gonna take this nigga Kanye West serious though.
In the beginning of that, he said, "Kid, I got you, nigga. I'm gonna get this pussy ass nigga out of here.
Yeah, he did it. But then he did an interview and he said, "I had a way better verse than K-Dot on the what's that shit called? No Rooms or whatever. They have a song together."
No, he did not.
I mean, I don't fuck with Kanye.
Kanye is a weird nigga.
I don't fuck with Kanye regardless, but he's
My friend.
Minus. But,
Oh, okay. Minor.
No, it's nothing.
He said, we're moving out here anyway.
Literally. Yeah, Kanye's light, though. Any bold predictions for the beef? What's K-Dot's next move? Is he going banger? Is he going boom bat?
I feel like he's... Personally, I think he is going to...
It,
and I think it is going to have a lot to do with his album, because his back catalog is probably crazy. I feel like he may have just created an album of just all his I Want Smoke verses. And he's going to be number one is going to be for Drake. In my mind, I think he's going to make his next album release be huge because of the beef with the diss record.
Great marketing.
Do you sacrifice the art?
Great
just
marketing.
Just to diss Drake, though?
I don't think it's a sacrifice of the art, because right now I feel like the art is stand on your shit in hip hop.
Okay.
I didn't even think about that.
I think that
the climate is perfect for you to release something where, yeah, you're going to shit on Drake, but I feel like he's going to shit on a whole lot of niggas. And then he's really going to be standing on the top. Like, now that it's been solidified that I'm number one, I want every single one of you smoke.
I have a crazy gut feeling that Kendrick's going to blow us away, though.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a great chess, like Height said, it's fucking great chess move, because it's excellent marketing if he is dropping an album in May, and you're giving this nigga a whole album to potentially talk shit. Not just a song, not just a verse, a whole fucking album. And we've seen this nigga put classic storytelling.
He's definitely not gonna drop an album and within Like That and now, because the time Kendrick Lamar takes to drop an album, like on some true artful shit.
But I feel like back catalog, bro. I feel like he's had cooked niggas on verses that maybe his wife was like, you don't need to do that to these niggas.
But then again, you piss off Kendrick Lamar. You don't know what kind of motivation this nigga got. Because how much people pissed him off? Ever. True. Maybe it's a fire that's never been set under his ass. It could go any way. It could go so many different routes. Who knows? I'm excited for it. I'm for it.
Say it's either leading up to the album or it'll be a part of the album. For sure, album, though. Because he's about due for one. Not in Kendrick time, but in, like, if he said he's doing better after the Miss Morale thing, like, he's like, oh, that was my shit. I had to get off my chest. It's going to be a long
time. I feel like, at the very least, by next month, we're going to get a response, though.
Yeah.
Okay, for sure, for sure. I'll say, I think I might have said this 2 or 3 pods ago, but this gives Drake the opportunity to solidify himself as the GOAT,
the undeniable one.
If he can get a kill shot on Kendrick Lamar,
that's it. Honestly, I'd have to give it up to him too.
Is the fucking biggest trophy you could get.
They fucked up aligning so many rappers against them. Because you just
empowered him.
You just literally just,
you're feeding this nigga. You could feed this nigga lions, and he'll eat them, because there's a difference between just a lion and an alpha lion.
I think it was the year 2012. It was a tour called Club Paradise. Jersey Drake had an opportunity to take a couple R&B artists on the road with him, but he chose A$AP Rocky and Kendrick Lamar.
He sure did. And they released that fucking banger together.
So, you
know. Fucking Problem is a fucking timeless hit. That shit is a
club banger till the end.
Timeless. Timeless hit. Timeless. Great fucking music.
I think the next Kendrick track will be big as fuck. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. It's going to be...
He's overdue for one.
I mean,
I hope he doesn't go album. I hope he does his album, but I hope his album is his Kendrick artistic album. Mm. And I hope he just addresses his Drake. Hope they go track for track versus doing an album, so to say. Mm-hmm. But the world is waiting, for sure.
I'll be checking my shit every morning. Like, that nigga drop? Fuck.
It's going to be fucking huge. Fuck. Just because of his anticipation alone, just like, how long does he have before he has to drop a song? It's been 3 weeks now.
I would say, because he's been rumored to be dropping an album, and I feel like strategically maybe he knew the Metro thing would drop when it did, and he was like, all right, perfect. This is going to be I'm going to create a perfect fucking storm. Because, I mean, this nigga all the time in the world to just cook at home in his mind. I mean, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But, I think I would give him another month. I would wait another month. I'll check every day for a month. And after that, I might just start to not care anymore.
Okay. See, I don't think Kendrick Lamar is out to take out Drake. I just think he got invited to it. And now they just have a battle going on. Versus him, his whole album is going to be dedicated to Drake, so to say.
Mm-hmm. Same. I feel like whenever he does do it, whatever time that may be, I'll be waiting for it. I'll be excited for it. But I feel like he don't have a time really thing to respond.
You're
a goat. Respond.
Yeah. Also, you can do what the fuck you want.
Is that? Nigga, I'm a goat. Like,
if he drops that shit when I'm at work, I'm going to take a 5-minute bathroom break and I'm going to go listen to that shit. That's what immediately. I will absolutely do that.
I just did the same thing when he told me about the joint that Drake dropped.
Nigga, I was at work chilling. I said, Drake dropped. It said 2 minutes on the tweet and had an MP3. So I clicked it and I was like, oh shit, let me go in the background fast. And I was like, oh shit. Came outside, see Seraph. I was like, hey, bro, check this out. Da 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 da.
Yep, but in fact,
later on in the night, I come out from the back.
I was like, ah, shout out to Surf. But in real rap beef, fucking Quavo and Chris Brown.
Yes.
These niggas might kill each other, bro. Like,
yes. Stop playing with that boy Breezy.
Those niggas is dangerous.
Stop playing with Sea Breezy.
Sea Breezy, for real.
Sea Breezy? Okay, but did y'all heard Quavo's response to that? Mm-hmm. Okay, Surf, I don't think Surf heard it, but you gotta check it out, because I don't think I've ever heard Quavo rap without an auto-tune on. His voice don't sound bad.
No, Quavo's great.
What is it on?
I think you gotta do it on YouTube. It's not on Spotify.
Yeah.
It's called OHB.
Oh, he used his own shit against him? Fuck. By Quavo?
Yeah. Talking about your auntie getting tied up and getting extorted.
Yeah, he really was throwing some shit out there about Chris. I didn't even know that shit about Chris. And then he, this shit is a little bit goosebumpy. He took a verse he had with Takeoff. Or a hook that was never released, and he used it on there. So you get to like, hear take off. I was like, oh, I was like, that's my nigga.
I mean, Kendrick and Drake are beefing, but them niggas is beefing.
Yeah. Like, I literally, when I heard that, I was like, this nigga Quavo might beat your wife.
That one could be true bloodshed. That one could be potential bloodshed.
I don't see no bloodshed from Drake and Kendrick. There's too much money.
Yeah, there's
too much money involved.
They go rap and they go shake hands and make a song after, probably, and it'll be cool.
Yeah, even
it might be called the Big Two, and they might be dissing.
They said, "Yo, fuck this nigga Cole World." Like, that would be the craziest turn. Know what's hilarious too? J. Cole's on the fucking Metro Boomin album.
But yo, and that verse is hard as fuck. But I hated it. I fucking hated it.
Hard ass verse,
that
but
shit,
like,
I hated that shit, bro. He said she wanna taste it. I was like, Cole, you singing on these niggas, and I hate it.
What kind of?
I listened to the first 30 seconds. I'm not gonna listen to the whole. I listened to the first 30 seconds of it, and I fucking am like, oh shit.
Yeah.
That's some that to me it might be it sounds more serious than it's to me just from the 30. Because I already heard, Chris's diss to him.
Yeah,
his shit was pretty flagrant.
That shit was hard.
That shit was pretty flagrant.
It was hard.
That shit was hard as fuck. And just the first.
Who wants to smoke with me? Who wants to smoke with C? I was like, oh, okay.
It's like, goddamn, they goddamn.
That's what I to be honest with you, this beef might take away from that beef because that.
These niggas might actually kill each other.
There's some.
They need to get a boxing headline.
Unfortunate violence could occur.
Because they both went well below the belt.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Well below the belt.
Then they mentioned Riri said, yo.
Yo, but Chris, he said that shit about. He's like, niggas wish you died instead of take up. I was like,
that was a crazy line too. That was a fucking crazy line.
Oh, you done crossed the line.
Don't speak about my family and don't even say I'm supposed to be dead, nigga. First of all, like, yo, that's two strikes immediately.
Oh, that was his nephew. Oh, he was mad, bro. I'd have been mad. I was mad for him, but I loved it. I was like, yeah, get this nigga, Chris.
Hey, when you going against when you going against a giant, you better be ready for a giant war.
Yo, and I mean, and I hate to. I never really liked the Migos. I just wasn't into the whole like more mumbly kind of thing they did. Mm-hmm. But it's
stupid huge.
To say
they're
that these niggas did not have an impact on hip-hop.
They're huge.
Oh, yeah. If there was a list, they're on that top five hip-hop group list.
Yes,
they're huge.
For sure. They were crazy. And I'll never take away from that. I just never was a fan.
Same.
So when I heard this nigga Quavo rap without the autotune, I was like, hey, yo. I was like, you need to do this more often. Like, I understand your rhyming skills aren't crazy, but you sound good.
See, you gotta make a good song, dog. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to listen to the rest of it later, but just from the little bit that I was listening to just now, it's fucking crazy.
Pussy. Yeah, that shit. Oh, that shit hard, bro. That hook is so hard. And here, take off, do it. I was like, damn.
Would you guys say this is the last great moment in hip hop?
If we continue on the trend we're going on, and I have an opinion on that because I look through like my most liked my liked songs on my Spotify, and I'm almost 95% of the time when like a hip hop song plays that I liked in the past like 3 weeks. I don't even really like it. I'm like, oh, it sounded good the first time I heard it, but I'll take it off. Because it just, I can't say it all sounds the same, but it just doesn't give me the feeling that Eminem Recovery used to give me, or Lil Wayne, The Carter 3, or hearing Ether. Because even when I hear Nas rap now, I don't like hearing it as much as I used to like Nas on Illmatic.
Mm-hmm.
It's just new hip-hop that comes out, it don't really hit me hard, unless it's one of these niggas that just be going crazy like Kaz and Boz and I mean Joyner Lucas, but even that shit I'm just like, I don't know, like it doesn't feel as good as it used to.
I don't think there's no more, I mean, after Drake, Kendrick and Cole, even if we're counting Cole in it, there's no more big three. Like, never. Who could really think about anybody like
who's solidified as a big three at
all? I feel like with this beef sparking, it's just letting a lot of other people know, like, it's more so for Chris, because he's just been foreshadowed from the events that took part in his life, that he's kind of, this is his little thing of saying, like, hey, I'm that nigga too.
I mean, I've always counted Chris, even though he had his downfalls.
We can say that.
He's a juggernaut.
From a musical perspective.
We can understand that.
Yeah.
But the world sometimes, you know what I mean? I feel like he's kind of letting the world know, I'm not nigga too.
Sometimes you got to fucking pay for that shit.
I'm not nigga too.
I feel like Chris Brown for 3 or 4 years straight was all on the radio.
He's been on the radio. He's on billboards every single year.
Yeah, it's crazy. But he was like the number one artist. I remember just hearing about this nigga going all over the world. I was like, ain't he like 16 or something like this? Ain't he in high school still? Like, that's crazy.
No, he's dope, but you know, he fucked up, unfortunately.
And Quavo said it in the song, too.
It's like, but what do you want from a nigga that's been rich since 16?
I'm, hey, I'm not. I
nigga was rich before no, he.
I feel you, and I. She might have did some shit that might have just.
Oh, she. Yeah,
that,
she.
That set a nigga off, but unfortunately.
If you heard the whole story, you might even.
What is her ethnicity? She's
like, oh, she's Caribbean.
She's from Barbados.
You're fucking Barbados. Crazy Caribbean bitch. You know damn well you got your hands full with a bitch like that.
I told you, but then it's always cool until it's your sister.
Yeah.
Until it's like.
Yeah.
And then it's like.
Yeah,
because. I don't care how the fuck my crazy my sister is, nigga. Don't put your hands on her. Like, shit.
Truthfully. Like, she ain't that strong, nigga. I can handle her. You can handle her.
At the same, I agree with that. At the same time.
We all know how crazy girls get.
Like, we all know crazy how girls get. And this is just me. Like, I'll never put my hands on a girl. But at the same time, I don't think it's right that you could put your hands on a man either.
Facts. 100%. 100%.
I don't think I'd never put hands on a woman, but I will choke a woman out if I have to.
You gotta think, this bitch probably punched him in his face how many times before probably he finally 25. Was like, fuck it already.
Oh, yeah, of course. You'd probably
ate them shits
you
up.
You in the Lambo, like, mad close. Like,
You don't think this has crossed his head, like, oh, this could be, if I touch this bitch, it's gonna be detrimental. But how many, you get hit in the face a couple times.
She's definitely hitting that nigga all the time. But she admitted to that. She said that they were fighting each other.
In that whole car ride, but.
Yeah. But it's just, you know, I'm just like.
But you gotta think, he's on a steering wheel driving. You have fucking time to crank up and unload. He's over here trying to probably just backhand.
And you know he was fucking other bitches. You know that.
You gotta know that when you sign up, you're dating Chris Brown.
I understand. But I feel like there was one too many bitches. Maybe.
Also true. Like,
you keep fucking that nasty bitch.
That's Hollywood, bro. That's when you're up that status, and especially when your significant other has a status as well. It's just like, it's messy, man.
I mean, the amount of fat asses I see at the factory and at the hotel, nigga, I can only imagine Hollywood. So.
Yeah.
Times 10.
And when you know you can, just because you can, I can't. I mean,
I watched.
Or when it's thrown at you.
I've seen Chris Brown's name come up quite a few times on, like, you know, like models or influencers or whatever, only fangirls that do like podcasts and shit like that. I've seen his name get put up quite a few times on like a co-host of like the pod, like, oh, so who's some famous celebrities that slid in your DMs or that you think you slept that you can say, and I've seen couple like more than once. These girls go, oh, one of them is Chris Brown. More than once. And that's just the ones that I've seen.
Yeah, it don't surprise me. That nigga's huge. Chris Brown.
When he sees something he like, he knows he gonna get it.
Facts. That's yeah. A. That's at that level, bro.
He was him for a long
just
time.
Just the fact that he could be on his phone like how we are, just chilling.
Titties.
Like this. I'll have you on the flight in the next hour. You ready? Get ready?
Mm-hmm. The what you do in text is crazy from him. Like, oh yeah. Shit. What you doing?
The bitch gonna go hit the bathroom with me.
She said, I'm on my way.
Like, I'm coming with a ball. Pussy.
I'm outside already, Chris.
Like, what you know, I've been out here, bro. Like, I've been waiting.
I got a tent set up, all that shit.
You don't think Chris got private jet kind of money to pick some up if you want to catch a crazy night?
Oh, no. Chris Brown had big money.
Yeah, big dollars. Well, I mean, he should. He should have big money.
Facts.
I would never doubt that he has a crazy amount of money where he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Though. Yeah.
I mean, once you pass like 10 million... And if you don't buy like a $2 million house.
No, but to send a PJ to catch a crazy nut, just because you're bored and you're like, I want to fucking tear this up. You're spending $30,000 for that nut.
That's too much time. You said, you found a bitch closer. That's fine.
Real, I mean, that's crazy. I'm like,
but if you have it like, if you have it like that, what's the $30,000? And no, then he's even talked about taking
the random... 30K is the 2 hours. That's all. Like, he's
hitting and then he got to think that this bitch is only going to be here for like a day or two. And then and within the day or two that he's with her, he's going to take her shopping. So then the PJ, the shopping spree, all that, he blowing about 40 racks just to get her not. Okay.
Yeah, $40 is nothing to $1 million.
Next 40, one.
$40,000 is nothing to $1 million. It's literally.
Next one.
Think about it.
Trust me, nigga. I don't thought about it.
Math has been done.
The math is doing.
Any final words on the rap wars, gentlemen? Until we get more.
Until all these light skinned niggas are saying, bro. I feel like they out here to get you.
Buckle
realistically
up.
Speaking, these dark skinned niggas will end the game. Kendrick, we wait.
The ball's in your court, Kendrick. Put it up, my friend. Put it up. Make it a good show for sure.
Yes, sir. I'll oop you, dog. I got you.
TJ with you. The alley.
He said. Got you.
He said, Drake, we need you.
Let's show these niggas, K-Dot.
A lot of niggas counting Kendrick out, though. A lot of niggas counting Kendrick out, so.
See, I feel quite the opposite. I feel like everybody kind of.
Because I've been seeing. Just for me personally, just on my social media, I've been seeing everybody more on Cole and Drake. Nobody really pushing the K-Dot shit.
I feel like because they just know.
Social media just tricking us all, dog. Just yeah, engaging. Shit gonna drop. All my shit say Kendrick Jones at the top. Like,
yo. See, I don't know. Because all my followers on my social.
It's all engagement. Like,
not one nigga is rocking with K-Dot. So that's why when I do post a thing here and there, it's supporting K-Dot.
Literally, all my Twitter is K-Dot support. Like, it's hilarious.
I'm quite the opposite.
You can look at my Google history, nigga. It's K-Dot support. Anybody heard?
It's funny.
Anybody heard anything? Is that nigga dropping or what?
I just want a good battle.
Same.
Just want a good fucking battle. Blood. Yeah, we don't need fucking.
We don't need to lose. Quavo. We don't need to lose one of these great artists over a fucking rap beef.
No, we literally need like two or three songs from each of you, and then I don't know.
Call it a day.
Y'all motherfuckers come out with a crazy
club anthem again, like you did 10 years
exactly.
ago.
Exactly. Like fucking problems number two, bitch. Like, I still got fucking problems, ho. Like,
you can still play that shit, and it will go crazy, just as crazy today as it did.
Can happen. 10 years It can happen. It can happen. Because look. No, nobody ever thought that Meek Mill would ever see the light of day again after that back-to-back shit. Then years later, they end up making a crazy club banger together again.
Their beef's about the top spot versus actual, like, I hate this fucking nigga kind of shit. Mm-hmm. Even though they might say, like, in the lyrics, I mean, we're only speaking from what we think, but I don't think it's on some actual, like,
hate you, nigga.
Yeah, kind of shit.
Yeah, you know you want this dick. Shit, legendary. That shit is legendary.
We all done said that.
I can only imagine how much time is platinum that motherfucking John is.
Oh, Jesus. I can make that shit platinum with my plays alone. Dude.
That's what I'm saying.
Big facts. Hell yeah. Well, this is the Sip and Speak podcast, everybody. 2 a.m. We know we out here. Rap wars continue. Yeah. TJ, Lil Surf, New Heights. It's going to be a long summer, everybody.
Shampoo, nigga.
Best believe that.